Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am your host, Natalie Palak, and I am so excited that you are here today. Today is actually a Thursday, so I'm recording on a little bit of a different schedule. I don't know, the vibes are just feeling very high, and I just wanted to tune in and chat with you guys. Like I said, today is Thursday, and I don't know about you guys, where you are in the country, what country you're in, but it is cold as a motherfucker here. It was like 12 degrees for a good chunk of the day yesterday, and most of my family's in Ohio, and they were like 10 degrees colder. So when it was 20 degrees, 21 degrees here, they were like 11, 12 degrees, with it saying it feels like negative 11. Now that, to me, is a hell no. Thankfully, it didn't get as cold here, but it is still cold. It's icy, it's snowy, and guess what? We're supposed to get even more snow tomorrow. It is that type of cold where you go outside and it freezes your bones. Everything hurts. Your nose is burning because it is so fucking cold. And yeah, that is what I am dealing with currently. The heat is blasting, and I'm usually not a girl that likes the heat on. Like, if it is not literally this cold outside, I don't want the heat on. I actually like to have the air on at all times, having a fan on. I would be lying to you if I didn't have the window open. Like, I do have the window open because, you know, just the fresh air is so nice, especially when you're literally working from home and being in your apartment for a majority of the day. It's just nice to have that fresh air and not get what I would call a sense of cabin fever. So since we've been bundled up and not really snowed in, but like, what are you gonna go do in this weather? We've basically just been hanging out. I've been, you know, keeping the apartment nice and tidy because if you've listened to my past episodes, I was down bad sick. So was Anthony. We were both sick, and it's just nice to, I've just been doing deep cleanings of the apartment, getting everything, you know, up to speed. I would be lying to you if I said I did not have my Christmas tree up still. It's naked, it is not decorated, it's not lit, but it is definitely up in the corner, just honestly staring at me because the way my apartment is set up, it's a one bedroom, but the quote unquote bedroom, what most people are probably using as their bedroom, is not our bedroom. I have my desk in here, so it's like my office and Anthony's computer and stuff for his video games and all of that is also in here, which also has our closet. So our bed is kind of set up like a studio. So when you walk into the apartment, obviously like the kitchen and all that jazz, and our bed's in there. Honestly, our bed would not fit in this room. I don't know why. Like, it would quite literally take up 80% of the room. It's not even that big of a bed. It's a queen, but the apartment square footage is not that big. But what are you going to do about it? So, long story short, I'm in my office right now recording, and I am looking at the Christmas tree, which is in the corner of our bedroom, living room, whatever you want to call it. Since it has been, you know, not the best weather out, we've been, you know, bundled up, staying inside, playing lots of games on the Switch. We have the regular Super Mario Bros., which has been so fun to, you know, just complete all the levels. And there are so many levels that are the same as when I was a kid playing with my Game Boy and my little GameCubes. And it is just healing my inner child. Obviously, I recorded last week's episode on Monday, so not much has happened within the last 3 days. I can just, you know, go over some little things. I got my acrylics off. I don't know if I told you guys last episode, but I think I'm done. Okay, no, they're the SNS dip, but they had the extension tip. And while the, you know, the color stays, nothing was wrong with the color, nothing was, you know, chipped or anything, but I did crack my nail. I've never cracked a nail. I don't think I've ever even popped a nail off unless I was, you know, trying to get my nails off. Like, I know I said last week I was that feral person that would just bite their nails off, but yeah, it cracked somehow, like literally in the middle, horizontally, so it was like, you could bend my nail. It was just not fun. So I got my nails off. I soaked them in acetone nail polish remover and warm water and soap, you know, I just And then I took nail clippers and clipped them down, and then I could just kind of rip them off to where it wouldn't rip off my real nail, and now we're just vibing. I put on some clear coat, and they can just chill and get healthy again. I also had my hair appointment yesterday. Didn't do anything new to my hair, just got a trim, you know, got the dead ends off, and honestly, my hairstylist, which I love her, she said that my hair is not bad. It's actually very healthy still, which is very nice to hear because of all the rounds of bleach I did, I literally did so much bleach in less than a year. So my hair, I thought, was, you know, having a cry for help. So we switched out my shampoo and conditioner to a hydrating one. I use Pureology, by the way. I used to use the blue bottle, just ran out. Then when I went back yesterday, she told me to swap to the purple one. The blue bottles literally lasted me. I got them middle of February, last February, obviously, when I went to the Lava Girl Pink, and they lasted me until now. There's still some left in the bottle, but, you know, like half an inch left. So they are a very, 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 I love the brand. I love Pureology. It lasts for a long time, and you don't need that much to achieve what you're wanting to achieve. So once you wash my hair with that, quite literally, my hair has never felt so good. Okay, it has felt this good, but not in so long. It feels soft. It feels silky. It feels, you know, healthy. And I'm sure also the little hair trim has something to do with that, but my scalp feels phenomenal. This weekend, I'm just going to be doing my vision board, which I mentioned in last week's episode. I have all the photos printed out from CVS, and I don't know what happened, but there was like ink on three of the photos, so I had to get those reprinted, and I got some other photos, some ones of Anthony and I for Valentine's Day. I'm going to make him a bae basket, you know, all the hype around the boo basket, and then the, what was it called, the burr basket for Christmas. So obviously I'm going to hop on the trend and make him a bae basket because he made me one. He made me a boo basket, which it was so cute and so sweet. And yeah, I'm going to make him a bae basket. I can tell you guys what I'm putting in that. I don't think he will listen to this clip of the episode, but I don't want to spoil it quite yet. You know what I mean? So I got some cute photos from CVS of us to put in it. And I'm so excited. I'm going to get some more decoration supplies from Amazon and, you know, just get that done this weekend. I'm so excited. It's going to be such a cozy weekend. And yeah, I'm right now watching a few of my neighbors get the snow off of their car, and I'm like, you know what? Couldn't be me. Could not be me. That I'm so glad I work from home. But bouncing off of the vision board, I think I am so obsessed with the idea of a vision board. I've done it since, 2020? Yeah. I'm so obsessed with the idea of a vision board because it reminds me, okay, vision board, because it reminds me of when I was in elementary school, middle school, high school, and I would decorate my binder, especially like the front part of the binder where it's like, you know, clear, like see-through, you can like slide a piece of paper in there. Decorating that and just making it so cute was one of my favorite, probably my favorite thing about a new school year, a new semester. And I want to say that I started doing it because one of my teachers in elementary school actually asked all of us to do that for like some project. That was like one of our first assignments or whatever, so that when we turned in our binder to her, she would know whose binder is whose. And sorry if you can hear the cars fucking roaring. Actually, it wasn't even a car. It was probably a motorcycle, which in this weather, honey, it's 30 degrees. It's definitely colder than that. My laptop lies. Sometimes it'll be pouring rain and my laptop is like 56 and sunny. Babe, get with the program. Anyways, I think that is it for the life updates. Obviously, like I said, it's been like 3 days since I updated you guys last, so let's just dive into today's episode, which I am so excited to talk about, and I've been wanting to talk about for so long, and you know what? Let's just rip off the band-aid. Today's episode is all about the realities of working from home, working remote, all of that sort. So I have been working from home for a little over 2.5 years. I graduated in May of 2021, and I actually got the job offer like 2 or 3 days after I graduated college, which was so awesome. And let me just tell you about when I got the job offer. So I graduated from Stetson University in Florida, and my whole family was there for my graduation, obviously. we were out to brunch with my mom, my dad, my boyfriend, and one of my dad's fraternity brothers and his wife, who I actually stayed with them for Hurricane Irma, which was my freshman year, for like a week or so. We were out to brunch and I had already applied for the job. I had multiple rounds of interviews and I was actually working for this company as a student, not like full time, but being a campus rep for them. And it was, I want to say, my last month-ish of college, and I was going through multiple rounds of interviews. I knew that it was a remote position and, you know, we were still in the heat of COVID, basically. Not like the heat of it, but a lot of companies were still remote and, you know, you know the vibes. If you were there, you know what I mean. I'm not going to rehash that because it's depressing. But basically, I was waiting on a call, an email, basically saying if I got the job or if I didn't get the job. And we were out to brunch. We had already, you know, placed our initial orders. And as the waitress was still there, like walking around taking everyone's orders, I get an email and I look to my dad. I'm like, oh, I got the job. So it was like 10 in the morning. All of us had been drinking the night prior. And I say I got the job and my dad's best friend is like, shots for everyone. So we all got shots. I forget if they were jello shots, regular shots. I think they were lemon drop shots. And that was a really fun and funny moment. So the waitress brought out shots. It was like, congratulations. Everyone's, you know, congratulating me. And it was a moment to be remembered, that's for sure. So, like I said, I've been remote for a little over 2.5 years, literally since I graduated college. And I will say one of the amazing things is that I was offered the job when I was living in Florida for college. Then I obviously went to Arizona because that's where I was currently living at that time. I was just in Florida for college. And then I ended up moving to New Jersey, so I was able to keep this job throughout all of that, which was so amazing. We have so many coworkers all over, coworkers in Arizona, Illinois, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Washington, all over, right? Which is so amazing. So we're all on different time zones, which can get kind of tricky, but I will say it is super awesome, the flexibility that I've been able to have with this job. I know there are some positions where you can have like a hybrid role, and when I was doing my internship for the NASCAR Foundation, I was a senior in college. It was my first semester and it was still, you know, in the thick of COVID, so not everyone could be in the office at once. So that was a hybrid role and I did enjoy going into the office. That was like my first experience with going into the office. So I did think that I wanted to be in an office, you know, 7 days a week, but having that hybrid experience was still really fun to be, you know, able to work at home and then go in the office and work. But I did still think that primarily I wanted to be in the office, just having that community, having the environment, having my coworkers there. I feel like it's just a little bit easier to get that help when you need it. That being said, I do love being remote. I love being able to, you know, be in my own space, but there are times where I do wish that I did have that community and that I, you know, could go into work. I apologize in advance if my voice sounds like scratchy at some points. I still am having a little cough, but bear with me. So like I was saying, there are times where I do wish that I did have the opportunity to have a hybrid role, which the company that I work for, they are in office, but they offer, when I was hired and still to this day, remote positions. So they are located in Philadelphia, which is like the office itself is like an hour 45, closer to 2 hour drive. So that's just not really realistic for me to do every single day. So being remote is, you know, the stage that I am currently in and, you know, just trying to soak up every bit of it while I can for this time. I want to go over the pros and cons of being remote, because obviously for every single situation there is a pro and there's a con, and I can already tell you that just from being remote for 2.5 years, I am seeing more cons of being in office than being remote. But like I said, if the office was like 10 minutes away, I think a hybrid role would be my dream. So obviously there's, you know, the main one is that you're at home. There are so many times when I would say in high school and college where I was at school and I'm like, damn, I wish I could be at home right now. Or damn, I wish I could be in my dorm room or my apartment and not here. And then when I would get home, I would be so appreciative and be like, I need to cherish this. I just wish I could be in my room all day, be on my couch, like have an office here, just work here, work at my desk. But, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. So when you are constantly at school, constantly at work, constantly in your office, you're like, damn, I'm kind of getting old of this. It's getting stale. So that is one of the things where it's both a pro and a con, is that you're always home from 9 to 5, 8 to 5. It's longer than that, because then you go to sleep at home, you wake up at home. So primarily most of my day is being spent in my apartment, most of my week even, because I work from home. So there is that. There are obviously so many benefits of being home. You can catch up on chores around the apartment, around the house, when you have an extra 5 minutes here or there. You can eat lunch at home. You can eat the food that you have at home. You can, in a sense, be saving money because you're eating your groceries more than you probably would when you're at work. Because if you're at work, granted, unless you're bringing lunch from home, but I know when I was in a hybrid role for my internship, every single day for lunch, I would go out and get lunch, because it's like, you want that change in environment, and a change in environment is a lot harder to have when you are working from home. Sure, I can go work in a different room of my apartment, which we do live in a one bedroom, but the quote unquote bedroom is my office. So I can go out into the living room area. If you hear pounding, that is my washer. I'm so sorry. It sounds like it's about to blast off. So like I was saying, you can easily catch up on chores when you have a downtime here or there. You can change your environment up, not as easily, but you can go work on your balcony. You can go work in a different room. My apartment also has a little office in our lobby, which it's freezing fucking cold right now, so I am not going to walk my little ass over there. But you know what I mean. There are places in the apartment for you to work, but it is still basically the exact same place that you're being in all day long. So you can catch up on those chores. You can, you know, eat all your own food. You can be in comfy clothes all day long if you want. Obviously, you can put yourself together, get ready just to have that feeling and sense of routine. But you can be in your pajamas quite literally all day long if you want to. You can have your blanket with you, have a pillow, make your little office area, your work from home area so cozy and elite. And in my opinion, the absolute best part of working from home is being with your pets. If you have pets, you know how hard it is, how sad it is to leave them every single day. And I am so extremely grateful that I work from home, because I get to spend all day long with my cat and I love her so much. I'm so happy that she doesn't have to deal with an empty house or an empty apartment, which that is probably the normalcy for a lot of animals. You know, their mom and dad go to work, they're alone for the day. So I'm just extremely grateful that I get to spend all day with her. Some cons of working from home, which I've already said some of these, but you're in the same place, so it gets extremely stale. Now you can, you know, spruce it up and amp it up and change things, redecorate, you know, work in a different area of your living space, but it can get extremely stale and repetitive. The days can seem like they're meshing and blending and forming into one. So what I think is extremely important is to make weekend plans, make after work plans if you want to. Sometimes I'm like so drained and I'm like, I don't want to fucking do anything. But then I'm like, okay, well, I've literally been in the apartment all day long. So even if you make a plan for making a fun dinner, or you're going to do a face mask after work, or you're going to FaceTime your best friends, or you're going to play a game, or you're going to just whatever you enjoy doing, try and make plans, goals, things to look forward to for when you're not working. Another extremely helpful thing that I've found is not hanging out in the exact same place where I'm working all day long. So if I'm going to be in the apartment all day long, I typically will not go into the room where my office is once I'm off of work. I like to leave the room and go into a different part of my apartment, go on a walk. Obviously, I can't really do that when it's freezing, but my after work walks and even morning walks before work when it's not as fucking cold are crucial to my mental health. They help out so much. I love to take a shower right after work and kind of just de-stress and be like, okay, and now I'm home. You know what I mean? Obviously, I've been home the whole time, but when I'm in my office, when I'm at my desk, I feel like I'm in a different headspace, different mental space. I'm not relaxing at home. It's not like, you know, when I wake up in the mornings on a weekend. My routine feels a little bit different on the work days because, you know, I'm like logging into work. I'm talking with my coworkers in the morning. We use the Slack app, so that is just buzzing on my phone all morning long. Another con to working from home is the community aspect. So you don't have your coworkers that you're seeing in person every single day, or your manager, or just other people in other departments. It's a lot harder to get help, I think. I've been here for almost 3 years, and obviously I don't have as many questions as I did when I was first starting, but when I was first starting, it definitely felt more difficult and challenging to get help because I was just, it just felt like I was texting someone asking for help, you know what I mean? So there is that. You can't just like walk into your manager or your bosses or your coworker or the team lead's office and be like, hey, can you help me out? And I'm definitely a like visual hands-on learner, so when I'm just, you know, being sent screenshots or over Zoom, which I fucking hate Zoom, but when I'm trying to learn that way and it feels like it's really me versus me, it does feel a little bit more challenging to grasp things and learn and be trained, but it is a skill that, you know, you have to hone in on. And if you want to be working from home, working at a job that is remote, it's just one of the things that you're going to have to deal with. Another con of working from home is the socialization, which goes in with the community. You're not seeing your coworkers every single day. We do have team meetings twice a month, which I kind of wish we had them a little bit more frequently, just to, you know, see your coworkers' faces, see the people that are going through the exact same things as you pretty much every single day, and just getting that connectiveness, that community, feeling like, you know, you're not a fucking robot working on a computer all day long. We're in like such a dystopian society. It just kind of feels crazy and weird that, you know, I'm sitting at my desk at home, which I don't know if it would be much better in a cubicle, but at least you would have people around you where you're constantly getting that stimulation, which that is one thing that I've noticed from working from home. I get so overstimulated so fucking easily. I think it has made my panic attacks and my anxiety worse, my stress levels, because you know how they say to not bring your work home or to not work in bed, or I know they would say that a lot for like, don't do your homework in bed. You want to have a clear separation between work and play, work and home, and just, you know, have that balance. I feel like it's a lot harder to have that balance when you're working from home, because it's like, if you see your coworker message you, or your boss, your manager, whoever message you on, we use Slack, I guess, like I said, if someone messages me on Slack, which I have the app and I turn my notifications off once I'm off for the day, but if I can see on the little app icon that there's like 40 messages, I'm obviously going to open it up. And obviously that's a boundary that I have to work on with myself. But if someone's like, this needs to be fixed ASAP, like you messed up, yada, 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 I really need your help, I can so easily just walk into my office 20, 30 feet away from where I am and log on and help them with something. So rather than, oh, so-and-so is out for the day, they're not going to be until tomorrow, and they'll just help me with this tomorrow. There's not that clear separation between work and home. And, you know, they say don't bring your work home. My work is home. My home is work. I work at home, and I live where I work. You know what I mean? It's like a very blurred lines of having basically no boundaries. So that is one thing that you do have to work on if you work remotely, is having those boundaries. And one of the last big cons is exercise. Now, this can also be if you just work a desk job, but I think it's more so when you're at home, like having to think about exercising. When you work in the office, even if you're working at the desk, you're still walking around the office. If you have to go to a coworker, instead of just Slacking them or messaging them or Zooming them, you can just get up and walk over to their desk or the other side of the building, wherever they are. Or, you know what I mean? You have just that much more opportunity to have movement and exercise in your day, that it is extremely important that you are being conscious and aware to make sure that you get up every, you know, 30 minutes, to make sure that you're not staring at a screen all day long. blue light glasses. If you don't have blue light glasses and you're a remote girly, I strongly recommend getting them. I first thought it was just a placebo effect, but I really do feel like it helps out with my eyes and my vision. Like I said, staring at a screen all fucking day long, regardless if you work at home or not, it is going to do something to your eyes. I can already feel it damaging my eyes. That's what I was saying about being overstimulated. If I go out afterwards to a restaurant right after working and staring at a screen all day, I have the worst tunnel vision. It is horrible. So I really, really, really recommend getting those blue light glasses to protect your vision. Now, I know a lot of people that I work with that are in office have those walking pads and the standing up desks where you can like move them, like rise them up and down. I really need to get one of those. Right now, I just have a regular chair and a regular desk. So I really am wanting a walking pad. And I really think that that will help out with just like the movement because, yeah, you can still be sitting at your desk, standing at your desk, but you can be walking and moving. And obviously, if you're working at a desk, you can't just really be walking around talking on the phone, or whereas other jobs, you can just walk around a building, or maybe you don't even deal with a computer in your day-to-day, but you're just constantly on your feet. That is a great way to make sure you're getting your steps in during a time where you're just going to be, you know, staying in one place. A treadmill is great for that, but obviously not everyone's just going to have a treadmill in their house, so a walking pad is a great alternative. They're so much cheaper, so much smaller, take up way less space. And yeah, that is one of the big things that I've noticed. I don't know if it's just because I'm no longer in college and constantly on my feet, walking across the campus from one class to another and, you know, going out, having to be primarily walking by foot. And now I'm in an apartment, like I live with my boyfriend. He goes to work in the office like 10, 15 minutes away from our apartment. So when I am at home, I am literally by myself. Obviously, I have my cat, but that is something also that it's very isolating working from home. It is, there are, again, like I've said, there are so many pros to it. And in my opinion, the pros do outweigh the cons, but there's so much alone time and downtime, which is why I constantly have podcasts on. I used to be a huge music girly over podcasts, but I've been in my podcast era. Even before I had my own podcast, I just love to have someone. Now, this is good. This sounds sad, but it's not sad. It's like just nice hearing a conversation going on or hearing someone talking, whether if it's a funny podcast, a serious one, a self-love, a health and fitness, whatever it is. It's just really nice to, you know, have someone conversing around you. And it honestly does make you feel like you're not alone. Like when you go on a hawk or a walk or you're working out at the gym and you listen to a podcast, it's like you're on FaceTime with them or having a conversation with them. And that's how I like to have my work days for the most part. I know some people probably, you know, have the TV on, watch movies, and that will just distract me immensely. So I really like to have a podcast on, and it really just, you know, kind of makes the day go by quicker. I hope that some of you listen to the It's Nap Time podcast on your work days, and I can help you get through the day, because that would just make my day so fucking amazing. That would make my life if any of you tuned into this during your work days, and just knowing that I too am a 9-to-5 girly, and you know what, we're in this together. Another thing about working from home is you can so easily make friends with your coworkers just based off of the fact that you guys are all in the same situation now. I do think that it is a little bit easier in my company to make friends with your coworkers because a lot of us are all pretty much in the same age range, which I love. Like my team, we're all in our 20s. So it is just, you know, like it's just the girlies. The girlies are girlying and we are all in the same stage of life. And I just think it's really nice to have that connection since we don't get to, you know, see each other like ever. We see each other twice a month on our Zoom calls, but unless we do, you know, just like a little call for someone to get help with something, or yeah, we're pretty much just chit-chatting in our little group chat all day long, and I love it. It feels like when you have a group chat with your best friends, but you know, it's your coworkers, and I think that relationships with your coworkers are so extremely important. Of course, there are going to be the coworkers that, you know, you just don't jive with, but I do think it is extremely important to, you know, make sure that you're having and forming relationships with people that are also in the same scenario or situation as you are, because like I said, when you're working from home, it's a very isolating experience, unless, you know, you have a partner that also works from home, or just someone who is at home with you. Maybe you live at home with your parents. That's like an ideal situation, to be honest. When I was living at home and my parents, you know, when they'd get back from work and we'd hang out, or if they had the day off or whatever, it was always so fun and it just felt a little bit less isolating. But for the girlies that work from home, maybe live alone, or they have a partner or roommates or whoever that is physically in the office, I really think it's important to try and make those connections and build relationships with your coworkers, regardless if it's a real friendship or not, or just a coworker friendship. I think that it really helps with not feeling as alone and helping the days go by quicker. I just really think that it's something that you should try and focus on if you are also a work from home girly pop. I think that is everything that I had for today's episode. I think last week's episode was a smidge longer, and I think that podcast episodes are perfect when they're like bite-sized, between 20 to 30 minutes, sometimes even 40 minutes. I guess it really depends on the topic, but it's also different when you're a solo podcaster because you're not having that conversation or that dynamic with another person or two people, three people, however many people you have on. And this is just like a little random side note. I'm not a huge fan of when podcasts have like guest episodes on, unless I know and love the guest. I really love to hear from the podcasters or the podcaster themselves. I love hearing people's opinions on things and, you know, just feeling like it's me and them. I feel like it's almost more intimate and makes you appreciate and listen to the words even more, unless it's like a dynamic duo podcast, like the What We Said podcast, Chelsea and JC, or even Delusional Diaries with Hallie and Jazz, where, you know, they just work so well together. There's so many other podcasts out there with the two hosts. Those are just the two that were at the top of my head. Oh, and of course, Canceled Podcast, Brooke and Tana. There are so many podcasts with two people that it just flows so well, and I feel like they can have longer episodes, but for the time being, I do believe that our little format size is perfect for the It's Nap Time podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and being here just every single week and supporting me. I love you so, so much. You are so important, so needed, so wanted. You are such a just, you know, little ball of light, and just never let anyone dull your sparkle. You know, all the cute cliche things, they're true. People say them and they become cliche for a reason, but I truly believe that all of the positive affirmations, things like that, whether people think that they're cheesy or not, they're so important, and, you know, maybe you should try implementing them into your day-to-day life and see if it makes a difference. If not, you can write it off and call it cheesy. I love you guys so, 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 so much. You can connect on my personal Instagram or the podcast Instagram. Both will be in the episode description details, along with the Google form. If you have any questions, Q&As, story times, anything of that sort, you can go ahead and fill that out. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. You guys are the absolute fucking best. And yeah, I can't wait to catch up with you next week, besties. Bye.